And it's a time of waiting, waiting for what is to come, waiting for the Messiah, waiting for God's promises to be fulfilled, God's promises of hope, love, joy, and peace. Every week, as we light the Advent candles, we focus on one of those hopes, one of those promises. Today, we lit the candles of the Advent wreath and we prayed for peace. And we remembered in prayer the women and men who work for justice, human rights, and peace in their communities. In these days, when the news is filled with pictures and stories of the devastation of Aleppo, in these days, when we welcome among us and hear the stories of refugees from religious persecution in Pakistan, in these days of news of rising xenophobia in Europe, in these days when we see among our neighbors in South Dakota the police using water cannons and rubber bullets on peaceful indigenous and environmentalist protesters, in these days we wait for God's promises to be fulfilled and we cry out, "How long, O Lord? How long?" And in these Advent days, the story we turn to in our liturgy is the story of Mary's pregnancy, of the months leading up to the birth of the Promised One. It is a story of hope. Mary is with child, and a story of waiting. The child is not yet born. And a story of preparation for the coming of the child. Now, when you think about it, when I think about it, I wonder why, and maybe you do too, when the world is so full of war and hatred, why would God come among us as an infant? How is this a message of hope? Well, being a relatively new grandmother, babies have been on my mind quite a bit, and the way they affect us. And today, we welcome and give thanks for the birth of Chloe Weeks. Chloe's back there. Being very quiet at the moment. A gift of God to all of us. Babies are a reminder to us of our relationship to God. They remind us that God delights in us the way we delight in babies, in Chloe. Just by existing, just by being herself, she brings joy to her parents, her family, and to all of us. And in the same way, we bring joy to God, just by virtue of being ourselves. Did you know that God delights in you? Every time God thinks of you, God smiles. It's amazing how we love babies, even though they can't give anything in return. In fact, they're very demanding of our attention, our time, and our energy. Probably the way we are to God. Maybe part of why we love babies is their very vulnerability. They need our love in order to survive, and they willingly, happily accept the love we offer them. So there's a lesson that we can learn from babies. To be vulnerable enough to accept God's delight in our mere existence. To be vulnerable enough to let others love us. And I think God also teaches us how to love others by sending us babies like Chloe. In caring for a helpless infant, we learn something of self-sacrificial love. Actually, we learn quite a lot about self-sacrificial love. We become willing to change poopy diapers in the middle of the night when we are so sleep deprived that we can barely think straight. We respond to inconsolable screaming with worry and care. And we feel overwhelmed with love and gratitude every time they smile or laugh. So maybe it's not so strange that when God wanted to bring peace to the world, God sent us a baby. In him, we learn how to love others as we love ourselves. Father Lawrence Freeman of the World Community for Christian Meditation says, I have seen some very self-centered and anguished adults, tormented by the disappointments of their long waiting, transformed by a newborn child, lifted into a kind of happiness they could never achieve by fulfilling their desires. God takes us by surprise. He arrives as a helpless baby that we have to suckle and protect so that it can survive and grow. We parent God. But the growth that follows becomes wondrous, as it was for Mary and Joseph, our so-called spiritual journey. So, today we give thanks for the gifts that Chloe brings to us from her father and ours, and we realize the great treasure God has entrusted to us as she joins our Christian family. Her very vulnerability is a lesson for us. It is in our love that she will come to know God's love and learn to love God's world and God's people. And by loving her, we have another opportunity to learn how to look with loving kindness on all of God's children, how to become channels of God's peace.